Adam Mengistev from Allegro Italian and Sarah Awada, co-lead of Feed the Soul, joined me this morning. Good morning, Intansi guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. So excited because I absolutely love food. Feed the Soul runs February 2nd to the 11th. Sarah, tell me what it is and why it was started.
Yeah, so Feed the Soul is a citywide dining week featuring 13 restaurants from cuisines such as Senegal, Jamaica, Eritrea, Nigeria, Italy, and Trinidad. This is our second year, and it's basically to showcase Edmonton's diverse Black culinary scene to the greater Edmonton region.
So how does it work? We go to feedthesoulyeg.ca, and then what?
So we have a couple of pages that you can go to. So the first would have like all the menus from the participating restaurants, and then we also have $10 meals deals, and what that is, it's an accessible way to experience dining week, and it'll have feature every day a special menu from a select restaurant that will be for $10.
So when you go to these restaurants, do you have to say that you're there to be a part of Feed the Soul, or do they just know once you order off the menu?
Yeah, so there'll be a special Feed the Soul menu available, so you can order from that, or you can explore their full menu as well.
Adam, you are from Allegro Italian, one of the participating restaurants. What does it mean to Allegro to be a part of this festival?
It's just a great opportunity to showcase some of the great Black-owned restaurants in the city.
Which location of Allegro will be participating?
The one we're participating with is the one in Little Italy on 108th Avenue and 95th Street.
And what's the Feed the Soul menu for it?
So there's two menus that are available. It's $25 each. It's a three-course dinner. So it's got two salads to choose from, a Caesar salad and a Caprese salad. And then there's also the main course of pollo limone, which is a pan-seared chicken breast and a lemon butter white wine sauce, or the grilled salmon. It's a fire grilled salmon with olive oil, garlic, lemon, and then it's also served with some penne pasta and a tomato sauce, our homemade tomato sauce, and some roasted vegetables. And then there's also our Eritrean and Ethiopian menu as well. That's also going to be a part of it as well for $25.
The Eritrean and Ethiopian food, that's my absolute favorite. You are one of the chefs?
No, I'm not. My father's the chef, actually.
Oh, I see. He didn't teach you how to do this?
No, it's a secret. He hasn't taught me yet.
You have to prove it to him that, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. Well, Adam, I learned on my own while watching, yeah.
I cannot wait to go and check it out and try some food. This happens at the beginning of Black History Month, too. So the timing is so perfect to promote mostly Black-owned restaurants or quote-unquote soul food. What do you think makes soul food soul food?
The journey that made the food. So whether it's who made it, the love they poured into it, the ingredients that make it, or it's just the people that you share it with as well.
Feed the Soul, February 2nd to the 11th. Feedthesoulyeg.ca is where you can go to find which restaurants are participating and what you can eat so you can plan your dinners out.
Please come down and check it out. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much for having me today.